foundational tools to develop a biblical worldview. Welcome to Mentoring Matters, a listener-supported program of SharonHearts.org. With the world's culture invading the church, it is vital that we establish some deeper roots in biblical truth in order to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So join us now as we let the Word of God give us foundational tools to develop and maintain a biblical worldview.
Hi, this is Sharon Hoskins.
And this is Janie Ratzlaff.
And Janie, again, I have to start this program out the same way we have for the past probably 5 weeks, that we are taking Psalm 23 and tearing it into pieces, bringing out the names of God that describe His character and who God says He is.
And Sharon, 6 verses are in Psalms 23, and that He took one of His chief character traits and explained it so simply in each verse. Now, if you go back to the Old Testament, you might have one of those names in 10 chapters. But you know what? A little one who was a lamb just starting to learn about the shepherd would never have been able to absorb that kind of in-depth teaching.
Right. So we're at the second part of Psalm 23, verse 5, and it says, "Thou anointest my head with oil."
And that is Jehovah Kadesh. And that is so important because there were botflies that would get on the lamb's nose, and they would fidget, and they couldn't eat. The ewes wouldn't nurse. It was like a circumstance that was driving them nuts. And I think it's so neat to see that the Lord knows those things that drive us crazy.
Yeah.
And He is there with the oil of the anointing to quiet us so that we can feed and do what we're supposed to do.
Okay. So the first place this is found is in Leviticus.
And this particular context is really a book of history that explains the people who are already redeemed. They're already walking and worshiping in the full capacity of their calling and their purpose. And God is using this particular word because it really means sanctification or being set apart. So He's not trying to call them into salvation or knowing that He's God. They know He's God. They're worshiping Him. They're holding to what He has told them, keeping the commands, doing the rules and regulations that He set down for the Old Testament.
Okay.
Okay? And Sharon, being set apart is not just a one-time act, but it is something that we will learn and grow in every day of our life as being in the fold and belonging to the shepherd.
Well, I think we need to clarify also that every believer is set apart. I think there's a misconception that only certain Christians or certain believers are set apart for special service somehow. But every believer is set apart.
That is stated in 1 Corinthians, Sharon, 1:30. And let me just turn to that since you brought that up.
Okay.
Let me flip my pages over there. In 1 Corinthians 1, Sharon, let's see. Can I just read a couple of verses bringing up to that very point?
Mm-hmm.
In 1 Corinthians 1, it says, "But God's chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and the God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty." Sharon, that's that gives us hope for our broadcasting.
Yeah.
"And the best things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence," that we cannot take any esteem, credit, okay?
Yeah, no boasting.
No boasting, good. And then we have that big three-letter word that we love so much, but God. Of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That is, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Mm. Now, that's not for a few chosen. If there are a few chosen, we're in good shape because it's the foolish things and the weak things.
Right.
And those are the ones right. that have his positional sanctification, something he did. If you're going to study theology, you would call it imputation. He is putting what he has of himself on you. He is covering you. You can think of it like almost an invisible protection.
Okay.
And then he wants you to have impartation, which means you're going to now grow in that every day of your life.
Okay.
I hope the last thought that I have before I meet him face to face will be my last lesson in being set apart of what it's going to be like, ready to transition into his presence.
Yeah.
So we need to then say that a lot of why you and I have a radio ministry is because as we grow in grace and knowledge, which is a process of sanctification, we can pass on what we have learned and been given victory, because it so helps to hear someone else's failures for you to take comfort in the hope that nothing can get so bad but what God has not set you apart to redeem and bring you back to where he has for why he created you.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's so important to know that no matter how badly we mess up, all things can be used for his glory and
yes.
our good.
Yes. And then let me continue with 1 Corinthians to tell you that as soon as he tells you that he has given you his right standing, his righteousness, his sanctification, and he has redeemed you, then for the testimony of God, then Paul says, "For I determine not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech was not with persuasion, words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Mm. Now, we're not preachers, and we certainly are not teachers. But if that preaches, that is something that we could sit and write lessons about, Sharon, for weeks on how to grow in grace and knowledge, which we are commanded to do. He supplies everything that we need. That's the sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is the responsibility of man to then follow through what the Lord has commanded. And he has told us, grow in grace.
Yep.
So some of that, if you've got a couple of teenagers, you know sometimes they grow in spite of, no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are things where we need to speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. And Sharon, in the world that we're living in right now, the wisdom of this age from many of our congregations are teaching us the wisdom of man and calling it the wisdom of God.
Mm.
And then we wonder why we are not growing in the sanctification process that he has provided.
Well, sometimes we don't grow because we're looking for fast food or snack chips.
Or junk.
Yeah, the junk food.
Well, some of us don't want to have to discipline ourselves under study. We just want to be spoon-fed.
Yes.
And Sharon, there is not one of us on planet Earth that doesn't have something that we don't recognize in us that needs to still be dealt with.
Yeah, a struggle that we face.
That's part of the sanctification that we're talking about today. And then there are times, a couple of times when I thought, I need to have Sharon tell me like it is. And, okay, I guess I'll call her now. Okay.
But, you know, the Lord is our plumb line. He is.
Yes.
He is the standard of holiness that we need to look to, not somebody else.
That's right.
He is our standard. And so as he is our holiness and calls us into sanctification, then it's him that we must follow.
And it's him that we must know, not know about who he is, but we must know him personally. And I know that in olden days, sometimes there was a marriage that was consummated where the people really didn't even know each other. They were just chosen by families to get married for whatever the dowry was or whatever the position was of the family connections. And Sharon, can you imagine having an intimate marriage with someone that you don't know? And in the Jewish marriage, when they were put together, they had a year out from war and from having to go to war so they could get to know one another. And we sometimes marry, get married, and wake up and realize, I probably made a big mistake. But if you did, the Lord says he specializes in bringing that relationship into a oneness and a rightness when we are willing to have our hearts conditioned by him. Nothing is impossible if the heart is surrendered.
And that's why mentoring matters. Mentoring Matters is a listener-supported discipleship program of Sharon Hart's ministry. Join a community seeking to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, with resource materials available for the journey at sharonhearts.org. That's SHARIN hearts.org.